The clock is ticking for Congress to cut a deal before May 15th, when the Postal Service resumes closing mail centers around the country. Senator Barbara Mikulski says the Easton Mail Processing Center has been saved. As Senate legislation now moves to the House, reform the Postal Service and place restrictions on what offices may be shut down. The Maryland Democrat is coming to the Eastern Shore this week with a stopover in Easton, where as many as over 100 jobs were at stake if the center had closed. We spoke with Mikulski on the eve of her trip to the Eastern Shore, beginning with the issue of the Easton facility.
These will be national criteria and national standards. Easton falls in that category, and it means that definitely Easton will remain open for a minimum of 3 years and hopefully into the future.
Now in the House, Republican Daryl Issa has criticized the Senate legislation for keeping some of these facilities open.
We supported national reform. We understand that. But at the same time, we see the post office as an entity, as a public utility that has to provide universal service. If you're going to provide universal service to both individuals who need postal delivery and businesses, you need to be sure that the nine counties on the Eastern Shore have their own process center to keep the economy going and, quite frankly, to help those vulnerable populations who depend on postal delivery.
How does Delaware Senator Tom Carper fit into this? Because he was intent on saving the Harris Corner facility, which had been considered as a center that could have handled the extra mail if the Easton facility had been closed.
Senator Carper needs his Delaware facility. We in Maryland never disputed that. Delaware needs its own thing. Maryland needs its own thing. And Cardin and I fought for the criteria to look out for Maryland.
Finally, this week is the anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. So what do you think is the legacy in terms of the nation's security? And how do you see this issue playing out in the presidential campaign, especially the latest Obama campaign ad?
Well, I want to congratulate President Obama on keeping his promise that he would be in persistent and unrelenting and unflagging pursuit of Osama bin Laden, who wrecked such havoc and death and destruction in our own country and in other countries, ripping them apart and brutalizing them. So we support President Obama and our wonderful military, those Navy SEALs, with such competency and daring and sense of duty. And on this day, we need to honor those who really went and brought a international, essentially war criminal, to his end. I just know what it was like that terrible day when the Trade Center came down. The Pentagon was on fire. I lost over 75 Marylanders, both at the Trade Center and at the Pentagon. I think about the tragedy that Al-Qaeda caused. Now I want us to bring Afghanistan war to a close and come back home. Let the politics sort itself out. Leave others talk about the politics of the presidential ad.
Senator Barbara Mikulski was visiting the Eastern Shore, including a trip to Easton, followed by a stopover at Warwick Community College, where she will talk about the impact of the Maryland Broadband Network. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.